节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
Summer,、最近有没有什么综艺推荐啊
?I've had a hectic week, so I need something light and funny to watch.
Wow, you know, you're asking the right person. 啊、正好问对人了啊。最近呢有个韩国综艺我觉得好治愈啊。它英文名是 Europe Outside Your Tent, 帐篷外面是欧洲。哇 so this is a variety program in which the stars visit camping sites abroad in Europe、and enjoy a trip together.
一群明星去欧洲露营旅行。哇这听起来就是理想的生活呀、So who's in it? Anyone I might know?
哎，你看其实我还是因为这个明星才看的、就是韩佳人、他真的是因为带小孩呢很久没上节目了这次请到他真的还蛮惊喜的啊，是 definitely makes the show more riveting
Right, 毕竟他的头衔呢是韩国初代的整容模板。
对。
不过看他最近的状态感觉好像有点憔悴呀、
是的就四个嘉宾嘛然后呢大家都说他看上去呢是里面最憔悴的那一个。所以说带小孩真的就是废妈啊。
那憔悴诶这个也是非常常见的表达啊。那我们就要问了。用英语要怎么说呢
对。
So how about we make it the topic for today's show?
Good idea. Let's get to it.
那讲到憔悴有个很地道的表达啊、to feel picky.、picky, P-E-A-K-Y, meaning you are ill or sick or pale, 尤其是指一个人的这种脸色苍白病殃殃的样子。
对这个搭配呢可以是 to feel picky, 也可以在 to be 后面加上这个 picky. Like, I didn't go to work yesterday as I was feeling a bit picky.感觉不太舒服啊昨天就没去上班了。
Yeah, Lisa looked a bit picky when she left. Is she okay? Lisa 走的时候看起来有点憔悴啊她还好吗、
对这个词儿就这么用啊。不过这个韩佳人啊她在节目里也不是完全的 picky 啊她不是因为不舒服而憔悴。I think it's more about exhaustion for life, for taking care of her kids.就是太操心的那种疲惫啊、憔悴。So what word can we use here?
Here's a good one,、worn. W-O-R-N, worn.、这个词呢就是 wear, 穿那个词的过去分词。那在这里呢是相当于做一个形容词词性了。本意就是表示用旧的或者我们说穿破的。经常说一条破旧的牛仔裤 ,an old pair of worn jeans.
哎那用来形容人就是说因为太累了这个精疲力尽的感觉。Looking very tired.所以这个词啊 worn 确实用来形容韩佳人那种状态会更合适啊 So we can say she looked thin and worn on the show Nothing like the way she used to be
而且这个用法还有个形式啊可以说 worn out、就是在后面加上一个 out 是一样的用法 Like after a long day you would say Can we sit down? I'm worn out、我们坐一下吧我都累坏了
Yeah, like after you play with the kid for a whole day, you would also feel worn out.
对，而且我记得看韩佳人说过啊，她是那种袋鼠妈妈，就是会花很多时间照顾小孩。She's like a kangaroo mother, spending a great amount of time parenting, educating, and catering to her kids' needs. So in other way, we can say she's born warrior.
Yup.育儿里面就是这样谁操心谁就受累啊、She's a born warrior 就是说哇她天生就爱操心这个 warrior 就表示一个人呢总是爱担忧然后爱发愁啊 A person who worries a lot about unpleasant things that have happened or that might happen
OK 那在我们讲其他表达之前啊、也先给大家呢推荐一个英语学习的方法平常呢可以多看一看权威外媒的文章比如说像经济学人华尔街日报华盛顿邮报等等都是非常好的阅读素材
对大家可以通过这些外刊文章来了解世界资讯提高你的英文水平不过啊你想要更加细致的学习其中的英文表达呢还是要有专业老师的带领
对每周一到每周五早上七点我都会直播带大家一起阅读外刊已经有超过两万名同学加入我们的学习了就等你的加入啦
嗯这些课程还都是免费的大家微信搜索早安英文公众号就可以预约直播啦OK, 那接下来我们来讲一个外刊里啊也很常见的词、就是这个 gaunt, G-A-U-N-T, gaunt. 它也可以表示憔悴啊 meaning very thin, usually because of illness, not having enough food or worry. 就是因为生病或者饥饿或者是忧虑呢导致的憔悴。
对，那这种憔悴有一个面部特征啊，就是眼袋比较大。Like, he had big bags under his eyes, and he did look gaunt.
对，而且像医院里面很多病人呢，那也是一样，就是看上去就是很憔悴啊。For example, he looked gaunt and exhausted when I visited him at the hospital.
就除了疾病，有时候呢，生活的艰辛也会让人显得衰老憔悴。比如就有这么一句话啊 ，They were so battered and beaten down by hardship， 意思就是生活的艰辛让他们显得衰老憔悴。
啊，这个 battered and beaten 这两个词分量很重啊。这个 battered 也是表示破旧不堪的，或者是表示呢受到虐待的。这个 beaten 原型是 beat。Beaten 也是表示被打的或者是精疲力尽的 So battered and beaten down by hardship 就是被生活打压被捶打到憔悴
对我还想到一个词啊也经常用来表示这种憔悴的、Haggard 也是带有眼袋黑眼圈的那种憔悴啊、Like looking ill or tired often with dark skin under the eyes
Yeah, haggardHaggard 感觉也是外刊里面很常见的一个形容词啊
yeah. For example, he's been drinking the night before and was looking a bit haggard 他前一天晚上喝了酒啊，看起来就有点憔悴了
OK, 那你看我们前面讲的呢都是形容词其实讲到这个憔悴啊也有一些动词词组可以用比如就这个啊 pine away
Pine,、是松树的那个 pine 吗
对这个 pine 做名词是松树但是做动词呢意思就完全不一样了它表示的是呢 to become very sad because somebody has died or gone away、所以这个动词词组 pine away meaning to become very sick and weak because you miss somebody or something very much 是因为思念或者是疾病啊导致你的虚弱憔悴
For example, after his wife died, he just pined away 妻子死后呢他就日渐憔悴
Yes, and here's another phrase, waste away 基本上就是这个 pine away 的一个同义词啊 To become thinner and weaker because of illness or lack of food 就比如说疾病让他日益憔悴The disease caused her to waste away.
哇，这真是不总结不知道啊！讲到憔悴，原来有这么多的表达。
哎，对，又有形容词，又有词组啊！所以下次呢，大家如果见到身边的人憔悴了一把，就可以把这些表达用起来啦。
最后再提醒大家一下，节目的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索"早安英文"，私信回复"笔记"两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。